I heard great things about the direction of the organization. I heard great things about Coach Bradley. Very excited to be a part of that. You know, in Denver, I went from a 4-12 team my rookie year to playing in the Super Bowl my fourth year, and I want to be a part of that, helping bring this team along, and hopefully we can get to that point eventually.
How much do you think that leader experience can make you an instant leader here?
I think it can definitely help. You know, I've been through the lows, I've been through the highs, and you know, talking with Coach Bradley today, that's something that he talked about is you know, really no high too high, no low too low, and just maintaining that steady idea of always getting better every single week and every single day, and you know, I think that I can definitely help contribute to that.
Zane, do you like the challenge that you got young guys returning on the line, and then there's still some voids there, so it's kind of desperate for leadership at that position? Is that a role that you are looking forward to?
Yeah, you know, I hope so. I was able to meet a few guys today. I know they're excited about me coming in and trying to do that with some of the younger guys, and I'm excited to work with them. I've heard great things about the personalities that are in the room and the guys that, you know, good players that are young and kind of inexperienced, and I hope I can come in and use some of my knowledge. You know, I'm only entering my fifth year, so that's, in some people's eyes, that's not hugely, I guess, experienced, but I've played a lot of football. I've played a lot of snaps and been through a lot of situations, and I hope that I can bring that to the younger guys and help them understand certain situations and just let them know what I've been through.
Living out west for your whole life, what did you know about Jacksonville and the area before signing?
I didn't know much. I did some research. Wikipedia was a great resource for me. But I'm excited to be out here. I've never spent much time in Florida. I've never spent much time on the East Coast. I'm excited for a new adventure in a new city, and I've heard nothing but great things.
They emphasize zone blocking here. How seamless do you think that transition will be for you?
I think it'll be great. You know, I've been in multiple systems before. I feel comfortable in a zone blocking system. You know, it's a system that's going to fit well for me. It's going to fit well for hopefully our room. And, you know, at the end of the day, again, I'm just excited to come in and work with these guys and continue this organization in the direction that it's already going.
Can you tell us a little bit about Ryker Fox and the impact that he had on you and your off-the-field work?
Yeah, Ryker was a little boy who had a brain tumor. He was 6 years old, knew he was going to pass away, and I was a huge Utah fan. We kind of embraced him on the team when I was in college, and he would be around and in the locker room and on the practice field and things. And I saw him. I knew him for about 13 months as he was going through his battle, and had a huge impact on me just watching him go through that. And you know, it's when I was able to get to Denver and I was able to be in the NFL and to be able to give back. I knew that I wanted to do something with kids and pediatric cancer, and you know, it just fit very well.
Saying the Jags have been fairly active in free agency, what does that say to you about the progression of this team?
They have been, and it makes me excited. You know, I think they know the pieces that they want to put together, and I think they want to build this thing for the long haul, and you know, plug in some guys in certain areas that can really help bring this team along, and hopefully I can be one of those guys for this organization.
How much pride do you take in your durability?
I take a huge amount of pride in my durability. I missed three snaps this year, and it was at the end of a game. We were up big, and the coach decided to take me out, and I almost told him to leave me in the game because I'm very proud of that fact. The two previous years, I played 100% of the offensive snaps, and it's something that I hang my hat on. You know, I try to take care of my body. I try to eat healthy. You know, just always want to be on the field.
You guys were Broncos were 27-point favorite over these guys in October, close game for three quarters. If you remember that game, did these guys make an impression on you?
Absolutely, yeah. Guys played hard. There's talented guys on this roster, and that was another thing that was exciting for me was playing that game and seeing how hard they played, and you know, they definitely gave us a run for our money there for a good three quarters, like you said, and so now I'm happy to be a part of that.
What were some of the things that you've had to play through injury-wise?
You know, you always get bumps and bruises and nicks and all that kind of stuff. I've been lucky enough to not have any major injuries. You know, some elbow stuff here, ankle stuff there. But luckily for me, it's just, you know, the things that aren't injuries, they just hurt, and you just go out there and play football with them.
Did you have a chance to stay in Denver?
You know, it wasn't, it was something where we didn't see eye to eye on you know, they didn't see eye to eye on my value, and I love the city of Denver, I love the organization, but I'm excited for a new opportunity in a new place, and like I said, the organization is heading in the right direction, and I did a lot of research on that, talking to as many people as I could around the league that I know, and you know, it was the right fit for me.
It's still a little unusual, though. You go from a team that's just playing the Super Bowl to a team that's not close.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people would look at that and say, you know, what's going on there. But to me, it's a good challenge. And like I said, I went from a team that was 4-12 my rookie year to being in the Super Bowl in my fourth year, and going through that journey was a lot of fun. I loved the process of it. And I'm excited to be a part of that again.
How many other teams did you contact you?
Say that again?
How many other teams contacted you?
I had probably about 5 teams that I was looking at total, you know, towards the start of free agency there, and Jacksonville was the right fit.
What's the number one thing that stands out to you about Gus?
He's a very energetic guy, as I'm sure you guys all know. Very positive guy. He's very passionate about being a football coach, and he's passionate about his players as people, not just as football players. And you know, that's hugely important for me. I feel the same way. You know, I'm a big believer in you treat everybody the same way, no matter who they are. And he has the same outlook on that kind of thing. So the personalities definitely align.
Thoughts on the running back, on Gerhardt?
I'm excited. You know, I know he didn't get a ton of carries when he with his time in Minnesota, and he was never the big time guy with the carries up there. And you know, I'm sure he's hungry and he wants to carry the workload. And he's a talented guy, works hard, and has the right mindset. So I'm excited to play with him.
Played with Clady for a long time, obviously an All-Pro now. Jokel's an up and comer.
Yep.
How long do you think that chemistry will take to get developed?
You know, offensive line, it does take some time to get that going. You know, I think it can be done very quickly. And that's something that, you know, hopefully I want to help develop in that room is, you know, if we're friends off the field, it makes it a lot easier for us to play together and be good competitors with each other on the field, and I'm excited to get to work with those guys. I'm excited to get to work with Luke, and you know, pass on some of the things and some of the knowledge that I've gained over the years, and you know, he's hugely talented, and hopefully I can help bring that out in him a little bit.
Why did you visit here first?
Say that again?
Why did you visit here first? Or did you ever had to deal before you came?
Yeah, I didn't visit anywhere else. I knew this is where I wanted to be, and got that done yesterday as soon as I could. And now I'm here just to, you know, enjoy it and get ready to come here.
Were the offers the same from the 5 teams pretty much or not?
They were all very similar. Uh-huh. Yeah, very close. And so it came down to the way that I felt about the teams and where I ultimately wanted to be.
Zane, what are your impressions of your new teammate, Red Bryant?
I don't know Red personally. Never met him in that kind of setting. Played against him a few times. He's a talented guy from everything that I've heard from guys around the league. He's a great leader and plays very hard. He's a professional. He does things the right way. So, you know, that's from what I gather, that's what the organization is looking for, is those type of guys. And you know, he can be that guy on the defensive side of the ball.
What did Dave Caldwell talk to you initially about, and what was your impression of him?
A lot of the same things you guys have already asked. You know, Dave wanted me to come in and kind of help those young guys in the offensive line room come along and pass on my knowledge and what I've been able to experience, bring in, you know, a winning mentality and try to help build a winning culture. And that's the big things, you know, and then go out on Sunday and play the way that I know I can play and just continue to get better every single week.
How'd the line play in the Super Bowl?
Probably not the way that we would have loved to play. You know, that was a tough game for us. We never got in a groove. Taking nothing away from Seattle, they were an excellent defense and had a very good game plan. You know, it's a hard thing to get to that point and all the work that we put in to get there and then to get beat the way that we did and to play the way we did is not a great feeling. And, you know, it kind of puts a little chip on your shoulder for the future.
You ever met another person named Zane?
I never did until I got to college, and then there was another offensive lineman named Zane, believe it or not. There's not many of us out there, but he comes from Utah also.
You know, where does your name come from?
Oh, I'm named after Zane Grey, the Western novelist. My grandpa collects his novels, and my mom couldn't decide what she wanted to name me, and my grandpa called her up one day and said, "Hey, what about Zane?" And so here I am.
Did you have a middle name too, Day's a Day?
Day, yeah. That's a family name. My father and my grandfather both have the same middle name.
And grandfather's first name?
My grandfather's first name? Jack.
So she just didn't want
Jack? Nope.
I just wanted a second off-the-wall question. Now that you're out of Denver, crack the code on Omaha for us.
You know, I'm still going to refer to Peyton. I'm going to let those guys worry about that. You know, I will say it's probably not anything that anybody in the media thinks it really is.
So it's not a dummy call, but it's not
It's not hugely significant either. Yeah.
Is dancing on Ellen?
Yeah. So I started my own foundation last summer. The Zane Beatles Parade Foundation, taking the next step to try to give back to the communities that I'm in, the communities that I'm from, and had an opportunity to go on the Ellen Show and try to get some publicity for my foundation and things of that sort. So I went out there and danced on that stage, which probably wasn't too pretty, but it worked out well.
Do